This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for Every Draft Counts, because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap. And our job is really to find the best talent we can here. We have 11 picks, I think, this year. You know, we're going to try and retain some of our guys. We do have some free agents, not quite as many as last year, but we definitely have some tough decisions to make. In saying that, looking at our team, we would have the majority of the team coming back this year, which is exciting based on the season we just had, with a great opportunity to improve, you know, via the draft. I think it's a good draft with quality players in every round, and I would expect us to have a very good team on the field next year.
So you heard a couple of Eric DaCosta cuts. The first was at the end of season press conference, and the second was with Peter Schrager on the field at the Combine on NFL Network. And our expectations for this week, let's face it, the Ravens are not, they're not a team that ever makes, they're not going to do what the Vikings are doing or what the Panthers are doing, what the Patriots are doing. That's just not their modus operandi. But I'm trying to remember a year where they've been this quiet, because there's usually something. But other than Ronnie Stanley, which was done before we got to the legal tampering period, which, remember, the new league year starts tomorrow, Jason, they've done nothing so far.
Well, look, yeah, the Stanley thing is huge. And whatever, look, whether they do something with Lamar or don't do something with Lamar, and we'll talk about him at length in the next segment throughout the show. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, as huge as anything. Like, if you do nothing, boy, you run the risk of, at the end of next season, paying even more freight, having even more future cap issues, him having even more leverage with that $74 million cap hit now hanging right over your head. And if you do something, yeah, it's going to cost you, but these are the problems you want to have. It's part of the beautiful thing about having a not just a franchise quarterback, but one of the best quarterbacks in the history of this game.
He's a legit top three guy in the league right now, right? Him, Mahomes, Allen. It's like,
I mean, he might go down as a legit top three guy in the league.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Top five, whatever. Top six. That's the trajectory he's on. We know they don't want to do a whole lot. I get that. I will continue to look at people like Hassan Reddick and say, why that should not be too rich for their blood.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $12 million should be that should be striking distance for them. That should be what they're looking at. You know, I mean, honestly, what Khalil Mack went back to the Chargers for?
18.
I mean, create voidable years, do whatever you want to get the cap number down, but like, $1 million a game for Khalil Mack. Like, and then the playoffs are free. That should be within range.
Hey, since you brought up voidable years, the Stanley terms have come out, and there's three voidable years on Stanley's deal, which his cap hit this year, I think, is 5.8.
Yeah, because they got like an option bonus, I think, the next year. So they're doing everything they can to maximize.
Which none of that is rocket science. None of that is particularly ingenious. It's Econ 101 in the NFL.
Yeah, and to be fair, they have been using voidable years. Yes. I remember when the day you were out, Ken, I think they were 11th in cap dollars tied up in voidable years heading into this offseason. And
we've got some breaking news.
I just forgot.
Frankie the Wonder Pop.
Is that Bruce Pearl?
My man. Oh.
Is that Bruce Pearl?
I got the shirt on.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is that Bruce Pearl? Yeah. Oh, man. Sunshine's here.
Sunshine is here. I get Frankie the Wonder Pup is finally in studio. God, I love that dog.
Jimmy, don't get too excited yet because we got 3 minutes till we go to break, so we'll talk to you in the second segment. But like, yeah. Get yourself comfortable, make yourself at home. But we don't want to get too off the clock as we're just starting. But
Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie's wandering the room.
The world is your oyster.
He's here. He's here. And he's a little
Is he barking?
He was.
Come on, Frankie.
Ago.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the pup. But I just saw something. I think it was Jameson Hensley talking about like the game they like to play, because not only do they like not like to spend, they don't like to give up their comp pick formula. So yeah. Guys like a Leonard Floyd who got cut today, guys like a Cooper Kupp who got cut, like those guys aren't subject to comp pick formula. They're more attracted to guys like that.
Which is fine, but there's a reason that those guys are still on the street that late for it not to impact your equation if we're waiting till post May 15th, whatever that day is. And, you know, some guys just hit the market. They're not all cut. So
you've had what, 4 or 5 guys sign elsewhere? I get it. Not all of them are going to qualify for a comp pick, but I know the Brandon Stevens, the McCary, they're like a 4 or 5 line. Do you need to
how
max out
how many comp
every
picks
year?
Turn into difference that, making players?
Do you need like, to max like, it out?
How about getting a better pass rusher than anybody on your roster right now and doing it between the $12 to $16 to $18 million range? I don't think that should be an impossible ask.
You're getting 4 for this upcoming draft. Do you need another 4? Yeah, maybe
their
next
argument
year it could
is,
be 1
and,
or 2.
And I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think their position is the more swings I get, the more chances I have. And they, like we talked about the other day, I think the comp pick formula came into play 2 years before the Ravens came into existence.
Yes.
Yet they have had the most comp picks in the history of the league. That's what they like.
By a wide margin, too.
Look, I think that Hassan Reddick's the kind of swing that they should be making.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure who else is going to come in at what price range. And some of these guys have longer injury histories than others.
Reddick,
I would like to see them do something like that. I think something like that happening this week, not in June or July or, you know, Van Noy in October a few years ago or whatever. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see that be something close to a priority. Look at Kyle Van Noy. That should be the selling point.
Yeah.
He came here, he turned his career around. Look at Clown. He came here 1 year, boom, got paid somewhere else. Like, we can do that for you, and yes, you can win a lot of games here, and we might win a ring together.
Reddick was one of the multiple names we brought up in terms of pass rusher. I've been beating the drum for Justin Simmons, and that would be a lot less than what Hassan Reddick would get, and I think it makes a ton of sense and would give this defense a lot more flexibility for Zach Orr.
We have a huge Tuesday show today. We get started. Jimmy Patrick's going to join us next segment. We'll talk a lot of college
basketball. And Frankie the Wonder Pup.
Frankie will talk college basketball
Frankie
as well. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. We'll get his thoughts on their silence so far at 3 o'clock. Our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard talking Ravens and Orioles with her at 4. The Wizard, Walt Williams. We'll get his thoughts on the Terps at 4:30. And then Buck Showalter, former Orioles manager. Talk some baseball with 5:30.
Yeah, a lot to get to. O's, Jackson Holliday playing some short. Gunnar Henderson starting to swing a bat. Jorge Mateo. I told you, get ready for Jorge Mateo to be ready way sooner than we thought. That's going on. Nobody got hurt today that I know of. Batista, that did not quite look like Higante to me.
Velocity was up a little.
at the end, it wasn't for a while, and he got hit pretty hard. I have a feeling he's not going to be here opening day, or if he is, it's in a very sort of clustered role. And man, rough night for Matos and Tigers last night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's, man, they can't get over the hump, Jason.
Delaware.
And not the Campbell humps.
I mean, yeah, I think they would have fared well against the Campbell. Campbell ran out of steam, but Delaware did nothing their final season in the CAA regular season. Towson beat them easily both times. That was their fourth game in four nights. They're leaving the conference. It's your last time to get at them, and they send you home after a 17-2 conference record. That
hurts.
That sucks.
Well, coming up next, Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos. We'll talk Terps. We'll talk Towson. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Fan. An impromptu appearance from Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, joining us in studio. And we'll get to Lamar Jackson in a little bit. But Sunshine, we'll get to the Terps in a second. But let's start with Towson. And we on this show like Pat Scary a lot. And unfortunately, Towson has not been able to get over the hump in the tournament. When you're a one-bid conference and you play great all year, but then you have to play great for a weekend, and you don't, or for 4 days.
And you got
to
beat a bunch of teams for the third time.
Yes.
Because that's just what, when you go 17-2 and your first 19 in conference, you're trying to beat somebody for the third time.
Everything that happened during the regular season doesn't matter now because you're not going to the tournament.
We're not going to the tournament. See, I'm texting with Bruce Pearl. I talked to Kevin Willard today. That's where the biggies have the advantage. The tournament doesn't matter. Pearl's going to be a one seed no matter what.
Right.
And you know what? Willard's going to be a 1-4 seed, according to Ken.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And you know what? Pat Scarry and these guys are one-bid leagues. I don't think, no matter whether they expand in the tournament, to 96, the CAA would probably get two.
96? No,
well, that's a lot of people want 96.
96?
No, well, that's a lot.
Tim.
Tim,
calm down. This isn't TIM with Tim, okay?
Yeah.
TMI or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I like
it. The Fran Duffys of the world and them want 96. It's 96. One more game. 32 get a bye. Everybody else plays on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, the tournament, the Big Ten and all the tournaments end on Saturday. On Tuesday, round one.
Wow.
Wednesday, round one. And then you go to the regular tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 96 teams. 1,000 gets in. Two teams get in from the CAA. Three teams from the A-10. Some from the Mountain West. But I don't want expansion, Jason, either. I could go to 72.
I never heard that. No, I'm actually sitting here just kind of marinating on it. Like,
I don't want expansion in the tournament.
We talked about this last
Why?
Time.
Why? Because 1/3 of the football teams get bowl bids, but 1/3 of the basketball's done? Because you're all football.
But yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, give help. But the bowls are, coach. But only 12 teams make the playoffs.
No, but that's this is year one of that. This has been going for 30 years, bowl teams.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
72.
I love it.
72 would be fine. I'd like 72. But if you're going to give four more bids to the Power Fives, then it doesn't matter.
That's exactly. And that's what you said the last time we were in. If it gets more mid-majors, I feel like that would be kind of cool.
A-10, should get another one. Mountain West should get another one. And the CAA is probably too low for that.
Could you do that and put a cap on major conferences? More than 12 or never more than 10? I don't know.
I would
agree.
Because
they would fight that tooth and nail.
Nebraska's not going to the Big Ten tournament, but they're in the bubble. And I love Joe Lunardi. Come on, cut it out.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, they can't. They can't. They cannot be in the field.
But they were right on there for a long time. So in other words, Tim, this is Fran Duffy and a lot of other coaches, and Jeff Jones, who's now retired. But if you go to 96, hey, Tim, why are they doing this? Because it creates job security for basketball coaches.
Well, it's also money, TV.
It takes the money, but I'm saying why the NABC, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, has a vote. The head of that is Craig Robinson, Obama's brother-in-law. He used to coach Oregon State.
Yeah.
Northwestern grad Brown. So to just jump around, Scarry.
He would be in favor of it, right, obviously.
Well, at that level, what I would do, Jason, is absolutely the number one seed. You win your league, you're going.
You go.
If you went to 96. You win your league, you're going. Now we'll judge what the tournament winner is. Then they have to say if the tournament winner is the 10th seed, maybe they say no.
Right.
This is at 96. 72, I just want another Dayton out west. You know, go to Vegas, go to Salt Lake, go to someplace like that. You know, Dayton's an interesting place because they pack it. It's an hour from Cincinnati. They have great tradition there. But everybody goes. Mike Woodson's in there and wins a game and goes out west. Mike Woodson gets picked 3rd in the Big Ten. Mike Woodson isn't coaching next year.
Nope. Yeah.
By the way, how did Willard not get Coach of the Year?
We were talking about it.
Because it's
the game.
Tom Izzo's conference there.
We're not a blue blood. Yeah. I tried to tell these guys 5 years ago. There's blue bloods and there's not blue bloods.
I just watched Izzo
always wins.
Underrated movie, Outside Providence with Alec Baldwin. At the beginning they play Won't Get Fooled Again. You got to see it. It's about a kid that goes to prep school. Okay. At the beginning they play Won't Get Fooled Again. And you know what we're singing? Meet the New Boss.
Yeah,
same as
the
old
boss.
Not ACC?
Always. No, that's
ACC,
not always true.
It is this time. ACC, we're in the north. We're in Siberia. Now, Big Ten, Midwest, we're back in Siberia in the East.
What about Julian just being an honorable mention and Rice not even being an honorable mention?
I thought Rice was unbelievable this year. He was like John Starks for the Knicks.
I like that.
Mm.
Like you don't know about his resume, and maybe this, maybe that, but they don't win without him, and what a year he had. Remember, Starks takes him to the finals.
Yes.
Yeah, they had other players.
8-for-80 in the Game 7, yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah, it does.
But
it does.
Towson had a great year. Willard had a great year. I'm happy for Derek Queen. That was well-deserved. I thought Willard should have got Coach of the Year. I think Juju Reese should have been on third team. The guy was the best big man I saw all year consistently.
And he should have been all defense.
You would have thinking that too. They gave it A's. But once again, these large conferences, Jason, they're trying to spread out awards to 18 teams.
Right. That's kind of tricky.
People forget UCLA last year. Mick Cronin's doing well. They're going to make the tournament. They were bad in January, but you know what? Because of the
they
lost 90-44 at Utah last year. Utah coach got fired this year. Mick Cronin's.
Yeah.
So coaching's weird, Tim, that way. That's why people want 96, because those little anomaly things, like people in Indiana going crazy or people in Towson being mad because Scarry can't win the title. Hey, he had Charleston on the ropes. What he's done 4 years in a row, 20 wins, great guy, all that. The reason the coaches and some people want 96, Tim, is it takes away a lot of that like pressure. Yes, the 97 team will be mad. We know that. But they're looking at more like people that are unrealistic about getting to the tournament, et cetera, or should they take smaller deals? I'm all for it because it would, Tim, what's the most important part of Thursday and Friday? David and Goliath.
Yep.
So you'd have all that on Tuesday and Wednesday. You'd have a lot more David and Goliath. 1 through 32 would be sitting there waiting to see who they play. That's all they're talking about. What do I know?
I'm intrigued by that. So you've been in this position, but not in this new era of Portal and NIL. What is Pat, how long is Pat Scarry able to grieve this before it's like, who can I keep? Who am I losing?
Yesterday?
How much, like an hour after the game? Like, when does it start?
Well, look, honestly, he loses Tark. Suleiman and Jones were unbelievable, undersized forwards. Yeah. I know they didn't have good production yesterday points-wise, and Suleiman's been great. He talks like Idris Elba. He's unbelievable from London, plays well. Jones a little quieter. They're both undersized five and fours. Yeah. They're gone. Tark's gone. So that's three of you guys gone. Williamson, May, and Tejada. Do they come back?
That's what I'm asking.
Maybe if they won, they won't. I know one thing. You better pass the hat over there.
Yeah.
The numbers going around right now are crazy. I know some schools that have contracts out on people already.
Wow.
Meaning like, we want you to come back. We want you to come back. You can come back. But for this is player retention. Can we keep who? Why are we all happy in Baltimore? Because we kept Ronnie Stanley. And I heard what Ken said. Was he the number one prospect or not? It doesn't matter. He was going to get paid. He's an offensive lineman. We have a quarterback that needs an offensive lineman. We kept him. If Scarry keeps one of those guys, I'll be impressed.
Wow.
Because they played so well. They hit big shots.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with Scarry's situation. Everyone knows what a great coach Pat Scarry is. They know he's tough. They know he makes them play defense. They practice hard every day. You're not getting someone from this like coddled environment.
Right, right.
You're getting a guy who's ready to go, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Scarry is such a good coach. Now, maybe he keeps two out of three. The kids seem happy over there.
Yeah.
But what's the numbers?
Wow.
So what do you do with the numbers? And I just flashed some numbers. I don't want everybody to know.
There's gang
but
signs.
There. You can buy a Maserati with that number.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah.
more Dunkin' Donuts. Give me three Munchkins and an iced tea. Those days right. are over.
This is like the bone at pottery class. This is high rent. Yeah. This is glazed. Twice glazed.
And dinner afterwards at the Valley Inn or someplace nice. Tarks, wherever you want to go. This is no more discounts because they've all got agents. They all know each other. They all know what's going on. Like, they're watching a D2 kid kill it for Delaware, who probably got a small stipend.
Right.
Or Delaware's freshman of the year is probably going to get paid to leave. But you can keep him. You just have to pay him. I think you can keep him for half price, Jason. But you better get half price.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Sunshine, quickly, Maryland. And Joe Lenardi, who's got his... He's pretty good with this stuff.
We like Joe.
He's got them as the top four seed right now in the East.
In Providence. Let's go to Providence. Yes. Outside Providence, my movie of the week.
I'm writing it down.
Right now. Best soundtrack ever, Outside Providence.
I'll be
you know Providence. All kinds of stars.
I'll be at the Mohegan Sun that weekend. But I am curious, like, how do you feel if they make a run? Could they move up to a three, in your opinion? Do you think they're stuck on the four line? And
no, but does it matter? A little. I want four. Five's a little dangerous because of 5-12. Yeah. Six is treacherous just because 6-3. But really, you're just going to win your first game and go from there and hope somebody gets upset. Gary Williams and I have this discussion all the time. It's probably because the way we maybe lived our lives not so perfectly off the court. Yeah, we might have had a beer or two. We never got lucky in that game. Our Sweet 16s were like Georgetown, Kentucky, UConn,
UMass.
Michigan Four.
Remember
that
UMass?
That was early, but that was. I'm saying the Sweet 16 games, the second round, round of 32, we get to play Syracuse, the defending national champion.
Right.
Like, I wanted to be four, and then hope five's like somebody. You know, Terge had a little bit of that. Where you play like South Dakota State, and then Hawaii upset Cal.
Yeah.
I'm not casting aspersions, but it'd be nice if you got a second round matchup that wasn't so great sometimes, as opposed because. Are you the beneficiary of an upset in the first round?
Right.
We never really were.
No.
We just, every time we went, it went according to seed, which makes it more difficult. Like, we had to beat Illinois and Sacramento, but in the last second shot, Terrell Stokes had a shot, and then we went down and played Arizona, the defending champs, in the Sweet 16 in Anaheim. We weren't going to beat Bibby and Miles Simon and them. We tried, but I think Willard, no matter what seed he gets, they're going to be very prepped. I love the rest in between. The Crab Five can do it. Geronimo's picking it up. They got somebody off the bench and long timeouts in the NCAA. Providence, I want to go to Providence. And then we want to play St. John's in the East Wrestler in the Sweet 16.
Wow. Yeah. Bloodbath. Yeah. That's a Nnamdi Matabike bloodbath.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I want to get a three seed so we play them because they're probably a two seed.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? You, sir, are a one seed.
Yes.
And Frankie the Wonder Pup Frankie is absolutely Pup. A one seed. And I think we should put Frankie the Wonder Pup, now that he's finally been in studio, directly into the IA Hall of Fame.
No, he's got to be the mascot.
He's got to do better.
Huh?
I got Friday, I'm filling in, and then Monday, me and Haney show. Then I'll come in next week.
Are you
going to
bring Frankie in on the,
we'll
for, the for the tournament show?
Tuesday for the after the.
Because I'll come in early and play with him.
Frankie loves basketball. Frankie's very excited to be here. He loves the field across the street.
Yes.
Next year, watch out for the Hounds. Can Brenda make some noise in the tournament? Or is she just a tad short?
I'm not going to pretend.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, no, 1 through 4 in the women's, you host.
Yeah.
You host if you're 1 through 4 because the first two rounds of the women's are at home. The home
hey,
site.
Navy and American Wednesday
I'm going
night.
Tomorrow
Navy's
night.
Got a shot.
I love that.
You're going?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night. Dwayne Simpkins, coach of AU,
that's
Ed
right.
Both Under Armour.
What time is that game's early? It's 7 like 7
o'clock. I can't get there in time.
I'd like to go to that.
There, I got the A-10
There's a kid from
Willow Whitefield
on Navy. Mitch Fishley doesn't play that much.
Where's that game? Is it at Navy?
It's at American.
What they do is they go every couple of days, and then they go in to the home site because it's actually a little better crowd, but you can't do home sites every day, so they go every other. Loyola lost to Bucknell in overtime in the second round. Josh won a game. We'll see who wins the MEACs wide open, but I think the Navy thing's interesting because they have played well, but they haven't won, but now they're getting hot like Delaware.
That Bucknell win is that's a pretty good feather in their cap.
Yeah, you got a couple days to prepare. Ed Nicielis can coach. He was head coach at Penn State before Tennessee Chattanooga, but you know what? It's a great time of year. But we're riding the Terps, and watch out for Mount St. Mary's winning the MAC. You remember who told you Mount St. Mary's?
Sunshine.
TMI Jimmy, with TIM.
Really? Jimmy, always great.
Place a little
Thank you
there.
So much for jumping in.
Sunshine, you're the man. Frankie, you're the dog.
You want to come back and get back into Lamar Jackson? Yeah. What does the Josh Allen contract mean for Lamar Jackson? We'll tell you next here on the Fan.
Frankie!
I can say there's no player I'd rather have on my team than Lamar Jackson. He's the best quarterback in the league, so that's my answer to that question.
That was Eric DaCosta talking about Lamar Jackson and possibly getting an extension done. And we mentioned this again in light of the fact that over the weekend, Josh Allen, 6-year, $330 million, $250 in guaranteed. So now, finally, a contract achieves more guarantees than the Deshaun Watson Albatross contract, which was fully guaranteed. I think that was $232. But in light of the Josh Allen deal, what does that mean vis-a-vis the Lamar Jackson?
Well, look, if I'm a Bills fan, the thing that I am... Really, the only thing I'm focused on, the only thing I really care about is we control Josh Allen's contractual rights till the year 2031. That's what I care about. We now basically have him tied up as long as the Chiefs have Mahomes tied up. Now, the Chiefs got 10 years off the bat when he had 2 years still left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were playing ahead. But we've got this guy through his prime. And will we have to negotiate it again? Probably. But you, when you have a player of this caliber, you want to get as many years of prime control as possible. And again, he will not be a free agent until 2031 at the earliest. Now, if they cut him before then, for whatever reason, so be it. But that's above and beyond anything else what matters. The money, these guys are going to keep making crazy money. They're going to opt out of their TV contracts, and they're going to expand the regular season, and they're going to add multiple television packages. And there's going to be an NFL Europe television package. I shouldn't call NFL Europe. NFL Global television package. I'd say in the next 4 to 5 years, 12 to 16 weeks of the season, they will be playing at least one game somewhere outside of this country, whether it's Brazil, whether it's China, whether it's India, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Mexico,
Spain.
Whether it's Canada, Spain. And someone's going to, that's not going to be on the NFL Network for free anymore because the NFL Network is not going to exist. Someone's going to pay for that. All that's more money for the owners. All that means the salary cap goes up. The percentages of gross revenues. So I don't think anybody in Buffalo and the Pegula family right now is crying about what Josh Allen's 20 2029 salary is going to look like, or what his 2029 cap number is going to look like. You know why? Because he's never going to get there anyway. It's going to be changed before then, and it's not going to matter. What they do know is we got him till 2031 if we want him. $250 million fully guaranteed is a big nut. No two ways about it. But guess what? That's now the cost of doing business. Yep. And if you don't want to do it, you're setting yourself up for a whole lot of heartache like last time, and you're going to lose yourself some players if you get foolish about this, and you're going to cede more leverage to the player because the player is unbelievable. He's the best player right now for me in the NFL. And if you do it, then you're going to be able to sit back and have cost certainty on the best player in football into his 30s, well into his 30s. And that's what I would think would be the most important thing as an organizational goal above all else.
And I think that's what you have to give a ton of credit to Buffalo, where they were proactive the first go around.
Yep.
And they were proactive this go around, where he still had plenty of years to go and they still got ahead of this, where you got ahead of it the first time and they saved a boatload of money because of that. Ravens ended up waiting and ended up paying a lot more. And the same thing is going to happen the longer you wait this go around with Lamar Jackson. The price of business keeps going up. Lamar signed his contract extension less than 2 years ago. There are eight quarterbacks now that make more per year than Lamar Jackson. Eight in less than 2 years. So you might as well just get it done now. That way the $75 million cap hit next year isn't hanging over your head.
Maybe I'm naive. I expect them to get something done. And Jason, you've been on this for a while. Like before anybody was talking about Josh Allen with extensions, we were talking about this during the season. Like, yes, this is something when you get... I think they prioritize this. I think they get it done. But I do think the Allen contract throws a little wrinkle in there because maybe they were talking and they had something, some numbers, but now Josh Allen's deal might change those numbers a little bit.
That's why you're better off setting the trend than responding to the trend, because the trend tends not to be your friend when you are in possession of a top flight NFL quarterback in these evolving markets. You're almost always better off being 3 months or 6 months or 5 weeks too soon than afterwards. It takes two to tango. And, you know, look, I'll say this about Lamar Jackson. I just got into it with an agent about him the other day, and the agent's still taking shots at him and saying, I think I could have got him more. I'm like, I don't think you could have got him. I mean, and especially when you factor in all the money he saved not paying an agent. Yeah. I'm like, no, I mean, from the trade request to everything, like, he survived wide-scale collusion and still got what he should have got, and he's going to get paid again, whether it's now or whether it's 2 days after next season or this time next year. It's going to happen again, and I thought he did expertly last time. I think he'll do expertly this time. He had a billionaire stare him down and kind of call him out as a naive waif.
That was fun,
waif,
right?
Right? Called him out as basically a naive waif, and he stood his ground, and he got what he wanted in the end. So, sure. If they'd got this done a week ago, could it have been less than this? Possibly.
Now it's going to be more.
That's life. That's the NFL.
And by the way, he's coming off the best season he's had, bar none. Not even close the best season
and
of his
frankly,
career.
A considerably better season than Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yes.
And somehow did not
by most any metric.
Except
for the MVP trophy.
Yes, but voters will twist themselves into pretzels explaining why they didn't vote for him for MVP.
I watched Otani have like a top 10 season in the history of baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And not be named MVP.
He did not get the Lock and Four MVP. Mm-hmm. Or he did get
the Lock and Four.
He got the Lock and Four MVP. My misspoke. I misspeak there. Hey, want to get to the Orioles here? You want to talk about this bullpen? Because we watched Felix pitch last night. Is the bullpen, which many people were saying was going to be a strength of this team, is it possible this bullpen could end up being a weakness? We'll explain next here on The Fan. Life comes at you fast sometimes, and there was a period of time before spring training got started where there were some people who said the Orioles bullpen might be a strength. It might be one of the best in baseball.
I question
Felix
that.
Bautista, and they bring in Andrew Kittredge, and then that slots guys like Soto and Dominguez down. You got Yennier Cano as a main setup guy. So, you know, Perez is back, but now Andrew Kittredge is out months. Felix Bautista, he did get a little more velocity, but he got hit hard last night, and he's made three appearances. They said they need to get him to seven if he has any chance to make it to on the opening day roster. So we had Jacob Kalbermeier on yesterday, Jason. He said that's possible, but we shall see.
I didn't like yesterday.
So now Bautista, opening day's in doubt. We know Kittredge ain't coming back anytime soon, which slots Dominguez and Soto back up into prime positions, which even the more optimistic guy about those guys, me, I don't like that. And so I know you
hate
it.
Brian Baker's back on the team, and he gave up three home runs the other day.
He was really good before that, though.
Yeah. we've seen a lot of Brian Baker.
Yes, we have.
I think we know who Brian Baker is.
I know exactly who Brian Baker is.
Look, Felix did end throwing the ball around 98, but there was fastballs and splitters that, like, I think what makes him a dominant two-pitch pitcher is the way those two pitches play off each other and the difference in their movement and the difference in their velocities. And I think when you're throwing one 98, 99, 100, and you're throwing the other one 92, 93, that's a problem. When you're throwing 195 and you're throwing the other one 86, that's also a problem, but not in a good way. And the 86 and 87 mile an hour pitches were getting timed up and lined up pretty good by some good hitters like Reynolds and by some career minor league guys. So given the way they've talked about him and given the way pitching has blown up on them all over the place, and given that they've had anything but a Midas touch when it comes to these sensitive pitching situations, And they've already laid out expectations before the big man even started pitching that, hey, you know, he might not be ready for opening day. I don't think he's going to be here opening day.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, with how the messaging has been, and even if he is here opening day, Brandon Hyde's already said, especially in the first half of the season, he's not going to pitch back-to-back days. He's never going to ask him to get more than three outs. And that's why we kept saying throughout the offseason to get that closer insurance. And Andrew Kittredge wasn't that anyways, even if he was healthy. So now you're right back to where you were last year with where Sir Anthony Dominguez is closer 1A while Felix is getting ramped back up. And Gregory Soto is going to see some high leverage situations.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, this is what's troubling. And, you know, I hate to tell people Jason was right, but Jason was right. Like, and we were screaming for them to be more aggressive about bullpens because, and I always love to reference the what if guy or the if guy. The if guy said, if this goes and this goes, if this, everything goes right, they got a good team. But what is your plan for a rainy day? And right now it's pouring. Like, Grayson Rodriguez, I don't know when he's coming back. You didn't do anything to get insurance in the rotation except for two older guys. You didn't get closer insurance for Felix Bautista, which we begged for. We begged you. Like, Kenley Jansen was sitting out there. Like, there were guys out there. Like, by the way, and I don't love him, but David Robertson's sitting out there right now. Yep. I would go sign him because you need some help in this bullpen.
Yeah, look, I think that the margins are getting increasingly thin. And you can tell me it's early. I would say when you've had this much go wrong already and you've had so much trouble keeping pitchers healthy and getting them back when they're supposed to come back, according to your own original timelines, I'm using air quotes in here because, again, we can talk about Wells, we can talk about Means, we can talk about Bradish.
You going Stephen Jones on us?
We can talk about Felix. I don't know how many guys come back the way they're supposed to, how they're supposed to around here. But I think they've left themselves incredibly vulnerable. And then you look at a Chase McDermott who might be slotted into a higher-ish leverage role or maybe into your pen, and you don't know
when he's coming back. And we're already talking about Baker at the major league level. And guess what happens when you cut Brian Baker? He's gone because he doesn't have options, which is why he's going to make the team. But you're not going to be able to get him back to... No, he's not going to be back to Norfolk. Somebody, the Marlins, bad team is going to take a shot on him.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt you. We got breaking news. The Ravens have re-signed Patrick Ricard.
Nice.
It's a one-year fully guaranteed deal. I do not have financial terms yet.
It's not going to break the bank.
But Ricard back in the fold for the Baltimore Ravens.
Makes all the sense in the world, and I think Kyle Juszczyk getting cut was probably all the final motivation Pat Ricard needed to go ahead and take the bird in hand here. Unfortunately, as great as Pat Ricard is, not many teams utilize a fullback. The ones who do don't really want to pay for it, and the market now has two all-pro caliber fullbacks on it. So it's a huge move. He does so much. I remember the days of Willie Fitt, Monk's offense. Yeah. Monk's smart. Monk doesn't just talk about a vault. Monk's got a real vault, and Monk knows how to utilize people to their fullest. And Pat Ricard is an integral piece of their flexibility on offense.
Yeah, it was one of the more no-brainer moves for them this offseason. And going back to the season-ending press conference, Eric DaCosta was very confident then. But before we step out, we do have a couple Orioles polls to pay off. Orioles' lack of ambition and spending for multi-year deals to plan for inevitable injuries to young arms was a major offseason gripe of ours. Frankly, we hated the approach. Now Grayson is hurt, and so is McDermott and Rogers. How are you feeling about it, Birdland? This one's about to go final in less than an hour. Elias dug too big of a hole, 67.4%. Elias can fix it, 32.6%. And then we just put up...
Can I just interrupt? Sorry. I wish you put a C there, which was Elias can fix it but won't, because I would have voted for that, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I think it's implied that, they could.
Yeah.
And then we put a poll up prior to the show today. It's going to be live till tomorrow. IA1057 The Fan is how you find it on Twitter. O's delayed. Bautista's Tommy John surgery still iffy 17 months later. Wells and Means repeated setbacks from surgery. Delayed Bradish Tommy John surgery. He says he pitched in agony, now could lose two seasons. Grayson pitching in fake games, throwing 89 and hurt two. Do the Orioles have a problem? Systemic failures, 64.3%. Just bad luck, 35.7%.
It's more than bad luck now. When you got guy after guy after guy, that's not luck.
And we're trying different trainers, and we're trying different pitching coaches, and we're getting the same results.
Baseball gods.
Yeah, no. You got problems.
We'll come back, talk Patrick Ricard and the Ravens. If you're just tuning in, Patrick Ricard re-signs with the Ravens, a one-year fully guaranteed deal. When we have more financial terms, we will get them to you. But Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.